true happiness on the guitar, if you boil it all down, comes from fluency, meaning the ability to use and recall things instantly, you know, when you need them. Every musician has had, even very advanced musicians, has had information that they've seen or looked at in varying degrees of depth, or no depth at all, they just heard it, and yet they can't recall it instantly. They have to go look it up or practice it, or, you know, go look in their notes or whatever it is. And so fluency is the ability to just recall anything right there. It's right in your fingertips. It's at lightning speed. So if mastery comes from fluency, how do you get fluency? You get fluency by practicing integrating, meaning you have a foundation that you've built, and now you're moving between one thing and the other, connecting them. Like, for example, an obvious example is like you're strumming and then you go into a guitar solo and then you come out of it and you're strumming right in time and there's no flaw with the transitions. Or let's talk about when just within one of those two, like within the strumming, you go from an eighth note pattern to a 16th note pattern for a certain section and back again. Or in the soloing, you go from thinking harmonically to thinking rhythmically to thinking melodically, and you easily transition between all three of those. Those are just examples. So as far as teaching goes, you have a foundation and then you stretch it so that there is new stuff that comes in slowly, but the only stuff that's going to stick is the new stuff that will connect immediately with the old stuff. Otherwise, it just floats away. There's nothing to hold on to it. So yes, you get new information, but that's not the primary focus. The primary focus is maintaining the foundation and strengthening it. And this is why people come multiple times a week, because those training sessions, to be able to do a lesson and a training session in the same week, you know, if not two or three of them, is a hugely powerful thing. And just look at don't take my word for it. Just look at the people who are coming multiple times a week, and you could clearly see they're not blowing everybody else out of the water, because it's not a competition, but they're blowing their what they would have done otherwise out of the water. And so I'm just bringing it up because as you go further and further, there may be slower and slower rates of new information. So I want you to look forward to more training, more integration, and less new information. Also, sometimes it may not be immediately apparent why we're training on a certain topic. You know, I'm not that great at it. I saw other teachers also be not that great at assuming that the student understands why you're doing what you're doing. You do have, as a teacher, you do have to explain. Because I remember, you know, being a student in certain cases. Like, I remember, and specifically, I'm just going to digress for a second. Being in ski class when I was like, who knows, like teenager or something. And we were doing this drill where you had to do whatever, I don't remember. And I said out loud, why are we doing this? And the teacher got very defensive and he had to, you know, explain to the whole, well, he sort of like asked the rest of the group, okay, why do you think we're doing this? Why do you think we're doing this? Because he got defensive. Now, maybe I should have had more tact in that situation. But also, the teacher should continually remind students that, let's just take that teacher for example. Now, remember, guys, the goal is X, and we talked about X number of ways to get there. And this is one of them, because it's going to strengthen this, which will lead to your overall goal. So just a little, like it only takes, you know, 10, 20 seconds in the morning to have said that. And I'm sure that if I thought of that at one point during the week, other students thought that during the week. But as a teacher, you forget these things. So number one, if it's ever not apparent why we're doing what we're doing, you can either A, ask me, B, just know that there is a plan, even though I forgot to tell you what it is, and C, this is kind of a next point. If you are thinking that we're going over something that you've done already, like even several times, and we're going over it again, you may think, well, we might be going over this again because I never learned it fully in the first place, or he thinks I never learned it fully in the first place, but that's not necessarily true. We may come back to visit fundamentals just because that's what masters do. They have their, like we talked about, they have their foundation and they maintain it and strengthen it constantly. So this is, you know, this is what you'll always find when you ask a master, what is the secret? It's like an oxymoron. The other people who look up to the master and say, you know, what is the secret? They're looking for some hot tip or secret inside information, but there isn't any. The master always says, of course, I'm generalizing. The master always says, you know, it's all in the foundations. Integrating is really where it's at, because I've seen so many examples. I've talked about this in previous years of students who like know stuff, but they can't do stuff. So I always think about changing our slogan. Right now our slogan is bringing guitarists to a whole new level of play. But sometimes I think it should be, it's not what you know, it's what you can do. Mastery is, it makes guitar more fun. You're in control of the guitar. You're more expressive. You're more able to feel the music. And there's more of a flawless, I don't know what the word is, like, I guess transmission. Like, really, you know, our instrument is the instrument. It's not the thing. Like, you know, the music comes from the celestial spheres, if you will, wherever it comes from. It comes from our hearts, wherever you want to pinpoint it, you know, physically, if you can even do so. And then our instruments are just the instrument by which, you know, it translates. Well, guess what? We're also the instrument. Like, we don't, like, when you ask composers, you know, how did you come up with X, Y, and Z? They generally say, you know, I didn't come up with it. I just got inspired. It's just inspiration. And we don't know where that comes from. Or you may have theories on where it comes from. And so we're the instrument as well. So we have control over, we're the instrument that has control over the instrument to be able to transmit the music that we hear or that we're trying to recreate, if that makes sense. Integration is the real life, you know, like street smarts, the street smarts of making music. You know, you can come out of an academic setting, and I actually know a couple of musical academicians. I shouldn't go into detail, but I'm not going to say that person's name. I had a jam session with two of them recently. And they weren't that swinging, which is the street, which is the